Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, 11th canto, 23rd chapter, verse 17, Arthasya sādhana siddhe utkarshe rakshane vyaye nāshopa bhoga yāsis trāsaschintā brahmāndrunām. Davanti Brahmana is continuing his lamentation over the destruction that money has brought in his life. And he generalizes from his experience and he makes inferences about the nature of money, especially the unidimensional obsession and infatuation with money. So in this verse he says that Arthasya sadhane siddhe. Normally we use the word sadhana and siddhi for the practice stage and the perfection stage. Sadhana, sadhana, sadhaka and siddha we say. So that applies to everything. Sadhane, when we are trying to obtain wealth. And siddhi, when we have obtained wealth. Then utkarshe rakshane vyaye. Utkarshe is after we have obtained, we want to obtain it more. When there is utkarsha, that is increasing. Rakshane is maintaining what we have, protecting it. And vyaye, in the mind, in the process of losing it because of expenditure. Then nashopabhog. And sometimes it may just get be destroyed, lost, because of bad investments or because of some other misfortunes, disasters, accidents. And even when there is enjoyment, upbhoge. So that means actually this list covers the entire gamut of activities that we may do with money. This list of seven is representative of everything that we may be able to do with money. Whatever we do with money, if money has become our God, then what happens? Ayasas. First of all, there is excruciating labor to try to get money. Then after that, trasash. There is tormenting fear. Then there is chinta. There is a general background fear because of money, and chinta is further aggravated because of certain circumstances. So then brahma onrunam. Brahma is confusion. Money leads to so much indecision and delusion about what is to be done and what is not to be done. So Vidura tells Dhritarashtra that you have been infatuated by the hope for the Pandavas' kingdom. But when you didn't have it, you are craving for it. When you have it, you are worried that you may lose it. And now that you have lost it, you are lamenting that you lost it. When did it actually make you happy? So sadhane siddhe. Same way, when we are trying to focus our mind on Krishna, bhoga ishvari pasakta naam. Now, wealth and sense gratification are the two primary distractions from fixing the mind on Krishna. And to deal with these distractions, we have to strongly convince ourselves by serious philosophical contemplation how infatuation with money will simply lead to misery. We need money and we will do whatever is required, and by Krishna's arrangement, whatever challenges we have financially, we will be able to deal with them. But if we let money become our default object of thought, then all that we will get by that is trāsas chinta brahmāndrunā, as it is said over here. We will get labor, we will get fear, we will get anxiety, and we will get delusion. In contrast, if we make Krishna the object of our thought, then actually we'll get relief from all these things. And we will, with that relief and rejuvenation that comes from meditation on Krishna, be able to deal with whatever problems we face in our material life, and we'll be able to deal with them more effectively. So let Krishna as we try to practice mantra meditation, we try. It's not just a ritual that we get over with so that we can go to other objects of thought. No, mantra meditation is our very means by which we train our mind to make Krishna the default object of our thought. And that's why we may think that letting the mind wander to other things, financial worries, is not sinful. Yes, it may not be sinful. Say if we let it go to sexual fantasies, especially illicit sexual fantasies, that may be sinful. That is sinful often. This may not be sinful, but still it is a distraction. And that distraction over a period of time will become a constant escape way. It will become an alternative default object of thought, which will take away our motivation to make Krishna our object, default object of thought. So by meditating on how wonderful Krishna as the default object of thought is, and on how damaging, how dreadful money as a default object of thought can be, we can get the willpower to fix our mind and our heart on Krishna. Thank you.